challenge each other.
Who wants a fight for world champions? Ready, draw. Let's go.
He plays amazing, baby. Let's get him.
Long for stays out. 60 minutes. Go, man. 60 plus minutes.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you on this Thanksgiving Eve. We hope that you and yours have a very happy and healthy holiday weekend. We certainly hope that the Philadelphia Eagles continue to prepare the right way and get ready for what is going to be a huge game on Sunday against the New England Patriots. Tom Brady and company come to town, and they come with an offense that is most unusual in its structure and most potent in its execution. Only once, I believe, this year, the Patriots have scored fewer than 20 points. They are coming off a 34-3 win against the Kansas City Chiefs. They are loaded, and they do it in unconventional ways. They have tight ends who lead the team in touchdown receptions. Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Hernandez have combined for 20 touchdown pass receptions. It's remarkable what they do. They also have a team that goes into the slot and gets the ball to Wes Welker a ton. An absolute ton. He's a huge, huge challenge to cover. They don't run the football especially well, but you never know with a Bill Belichick team whether they will line up and run the football and make it very difficult. They will do something unpredictable, guarantee you that. They will line up an offensive tackle, Nate Solder, a rookie, and they will make him a roving pass protector or a blocker or whatever. They make it really tough with everybody. So, the Eagles have a huge challenge. Juan Castillo's defense getting better and better. A great performance on Sunday against the Giants, but this is a different kind of animal. You wonder how he will finagle the situation, and really particularly in coverage. And that's kind of the question today. What do you do against this team in coverage? How do you adjust your scheme? And you have to adjust your scheme against the Patriots. Andy Reid comes along at 11:40, so he will be here at that time. We will have injury updates for you. Michael Vick, Jeremy Maclin missing Sunday's game against the Giants. Will they practice today? We'll find out what the head coach has to say. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie likely out against the Patriots. He's got that high ankle sprain that kept him on the sidelines last week. And Andy Reid indicating the other day that likely to be out for just a little while here. Tom Brady really trying to pump up his team and giving them the Eagles are an outstanding squad pep talk this week. So the Patriots on a short week, really trying to shift their focus here to an Eagles team that has struggled so much at home. And the practice squad gets filled out. Daniel Teo-Nessheim goes to Tampa Bay to play on their active roster. Good for him. We wish him the best of luck. Third round draft pick last year, looking to get his career going. The Eagles adding defensive end Maurice Fountain and center Zane Taylor. And there is Zane Taylor. There's our B-roll of Zane Taylor from Utah. Also remember that Chad Hall moved up from the active roster last week, from the practice squad to the active roster last week. So there were two spots to fill. Eagles live today, live at 11. Tomorrow we are live at 9 a.m. And on Friday we will resume our normal time. Actually, our time will move, I believe, to 11:30 a.m. But we'll check on that because I think practice shifts back at half an hour. Let's take a quick call here. Then Merrill Reese comes into studio. Manny in Miami joins us. Hey, Manny.
Hey, Dave. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. Long time no talk.
Yeah, brother. Just there, man. It's been a crazy season, man.
Yes, it has.
I mean, I've been an Eagles fan since I was 8, and I think the last time I remember having this many losses this early was the year after our Super Bowl appearance. It's been tough, man, but I mean, just hanging in there as an Eagles fan, bro, it's never easy, is it, Dave, huh?
Yeah, one thing is it's never boring, and, you know, you don't take anything for granted with this team. And look, I'm going to talk to Merrill here in a few minutes, and the tone of our conversation is completely different than it was last week. Last week, coming off that loss to Arizona, you know, you're down about the team. Now, you look at what they did on Sunday night, and you think, hey, this is how good they can be.
You know what word, though, Dave, that really, I believe, has to really fit into our game, into our team, if we're on to, you know, continue the streak, is consistency.
Yep.
That's something that we haven't had. I mean, we've seen this team explode. we've seen this team play great three quarters, but in the fourth quarter and or the game after that, we had such a great game. It doesn't carry on. And I'm really looking forward to this game because, unfortunately, this team took our championship. And I know that we played a heck of a game when we went up there a couple of years ago, and we actually gave, I believe, the Giants the blueprint on how to beat Tom Brady.
Well, but nobody's really followed that blueprint, man. I mean, the Jets, you really want to study what the Jets did in the playoffs last year. They dominated Tom Brady. You've got to be tremendously sound on defense against, against Brady.
Exactly, and you have to, I think, jam at the line of scrimmage to get Gronk, Wes Welker out of their groove, because if you don't do that, I believe they're going to be able to create a little bit of a big separation that's going to give Tom Brady, you know, time, especially if we don't get pressure from the front four. Well, I'm hoping that Vic plays.
Yeah, I don't. I personally do not expect Vic to play. I don't know much, but I'm just basing it on what Andy Reid said on Monday, that if there were a game Monday, he would not play. I don't know what's going to change.
Then,
it
hey, Vince Young.
Yes, it
here
is.
Here you go, man.
Here
you go, Vince.
Hey, Manny, give me a prediction.
Yeah, buddy. I'll say Eagles 27, New England Patriots 24. We win at the end by a field goal, man. Make everybody happy for Thanksgiving.
I love it, man. Hey, have a happy Thanksgiving, Manny.
You too, sir. Have a great, happy Thanksgiving, bro.
You got it, man.
Soon, buddy.
And we'll see you in a couple weeks down in Miami. All right, let's take a break now. When we return, Merrill Reese, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, joins us in our Xfinity studio.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line.
Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill Reese, happy Thanksgiving to you.
And same to you and your family.
Thank you very much, Merrill. Much better spirits this week than we were last week.
Yes,
a remarkable game on Sunday night. I loved it.
I did too.
Yeah.
I enjoyed every bit of it. Beating the Giants is certainly a lot better than losing to Yich.
Yeah, yeah. What did you think of Vince Young's game?
I thought he looked rusty early, shook off his mistakes, and put together one of the great drives that I have seen in a long, long time. An 18-play drive that consumed almost 9 minutes and six first downs. I mean, they came up with some great plays.
We don't see many drives like that anywhere, but, you know, this team's such an explosive one that those methodical kind of drive kind of added a new element to this personality of the offense.
It did, and what you just watched there was one of the more remarkable catches by Jason Avant. But everybody had a piece, as Andy Reid likes to say. Everybody had a piece of the pie. I mean, you saw Jason Avant, and then there was a play on the sideline to Clay Harbor when they needed it. There was that great play.
This play, Deshaun Jackson, play, breaking a tackle.
Breaking a tackle. Corey Webster practically whiffed. Mm-hmm. And of course, the coup was the pass to Riley Cooper 9 yards deep in the end zone. I mean, that couldn't have been better.
You know, we watch Vince. It was really our first extended period of time watching him. An interesting throwing style. It's down here. It's not up here.
Couldn't get away with it if he wasn't 6'5".
Yeah, and he didn't have the arm at times down the field, which was, you know, he had Deshaun on the one play down the sideline.
I think that was more touch than it was power, because he has a powerful arm. There's no doubt about that. I've seen Vince Young in the past throw the ball 70 yards. But I think it's tough to gauge just how fast Deshaun Jackson is unless you've worked with him for a long time. So he put it out there where he thought he had to, but it was an easy interception for Prince Amukamara. As a matter of fact, it was so badly underthrown that I thought that Princess Amukamara might have made that.
And, you know, the other thing about him, Merrill, I remember watching Vince when he was at USC.
No, he was at Texas.
Against USC.
Don't ever say that.
I'm sorry. And then, some of the games when he played for the Titans, he just seemed... And maybe this was the timing, this was the rust. And I remember when Michael first got back on the field, he didn't have that quickness in the pocket that I kind of expected him to have.
And I think that's just what it is. He hadn't played in a year, almost a year, Dave. And when you say, well, he's practiced in training camp and he's practiced every day, it's not the same. You get into these games and the whole pace of everything picks up. It's a different feeling. And it takes a little while to adjust to that. But to his credit, he did. And from the players around him, they say he was just terrific. He was inspirational in the huddle, and he never gave up for a second. He was competitive. He was fiery, and he got it done.
Yeah, I like the poise. I like the demeanor. It was a great win. It was a great first start for Vince. And if he starts on Sunday, Merrill, what do you expect from Vince? You expect a better quarterback, I would assume, right?
I think so. Yeah. I'd like to see him pick up where he left off in that last drive. But I do think he's going to come out. I mean, if you look at the way he started the game with the ball thrown short of Shady in the flat, I mean, that's just a quarterback who's a little bit nervous and who it's rust. That's exactly what it is. It is rust. But Vince Young can play this game. There he is with a touchdown pass to Steve Smith, another guy who needed something to boost his confidence and get him back in the flow of things.
Yeah.
Team has weapons.
Yeah, the Eagles used every bit of them on Sunday night. Riley Cooper, 5 catches, Smith the touchdown there, Clay Harbor involved quite a bit. I mean, they really went deep into the offensive roster. This week, it's a different challenge. Your early thoughts on Eagles-Patriots?
I feel good about it, and I have never seen a Patriots team that is 32nd in the entire NFL against the pass. Actually, they're 32nd defensively, but their bad area is against the pass. And I watched the game the other night in the first half. The Kansas City Chiefs gave them all they could handle with Tyler Palko, a quarterback. I mean, you can't be much weaker than Tyler Palko as your quarterback. And for much of the first half, they played them even, and then Kansas City led 3-0. If there was a decent offensive team, the Patriots would have been in deep trouble, Dave, because they cannot stop the pass, and they're so banged up in that area. They deployed Julian Edelman, their wide receiver / punt returner, as a corner. And they just couldn't stop anybody. They just couldn't. I think the Eagles are going to move the ball. I mean, conventional, you say, well, you've got to run Shady McCoy, Well, you're never going to get away from your best weapon. But to me, the key to beat the Patriots is go through the air. Now, there's Edelman on a punt return. That's what he does. But you don't want him covering Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah, I don't go by the numbers in the league because I saw the Giants game and I saw how Eli moved the football down the field on the last drive to score and win. But teams are trailing the Patriots so much that they throw the football a lot. However, I will acknowledge they don't have much of a pass rush. They are banged up in the secondary. You would think that they would have some holes the Eagles could take advantage of if the Eagles have their weapons.
That 32nd ranking in this team, and I've watched them a lot this year, is well earned. They have been that porous defensively. This is not a typical Belichick team. He must be losing sleep every night because he is a great.
Well, they're 7-3, so he's done.
They're 7-3.
He compensates with a tremendous scheme.
Well, it's because Tom Brady and the Patriots' offense is so terrific. Look at Indianapolis right now without Peyton Manning. They can't win a game. Now, without Tom Brady, that team is totally lost. They are totally, totally lost. The quarterback means so much in this game.
Sure.
You watch the Bears right now with Caleb Haney. Jay Cutler's played very well, and the Bears have become a hot team. You watch them start to unravel with Caleb Haney instead of... That's why Andy Reid and Howie Roseman and Joe Banner, this organization was so smart in backing Michael Vick with Vince Young. Suppose you had a Tyler Palko, or suppose you had a Caleb Haney. Believe me, that's not the way you want to go. They brought in a quarterback to back up Michael Vick, and this is nothing against Mike Kafka because I think he's bright and I think he can move the offense, but they brought in a quarterback with 47 career starts and 30 victories on his resume, and 13 come from behind victories on his resume.
Merrill, what would you then, what would your design of the offense be? Would you try to keep away and short passing game and fashion some of those 7-8 minute drives?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I would do all of that against the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the key is keeping Tom Brady off the field. Do you know in the last 5 games, Dave, that the 3 wins came where the Eagles won the battle of time of possession and the 2 losses came when they could not control the clock? And that doesn't always happen, but with this team it is a winning formula. Keep Tom Brady off the field. If he's not out there and the offense is out there moving the football, Brady and Wes Welker and those two wonderful tight ends can't hurt you.
Yeah, let's talk about the defense. You're Juan Castillo. You've got an unusual offense to go against with, as you say, featuring Hernandez and Gronkowski, Wes Welker. They don't run the football especially well. Deion Branch is older, but he's still a crafty receiver. And Tom Brady runs that ship to perfection. We've seen Jim Johnson in the past blitz a lot, try to get Brady off his game, and it works for a while, but it will never work for 60 minutes against Tom Brady. What do you do if you're Juan?
Even though they are not a blitzing team, I blitz some. I get after him. With Tom Brady, he likes to sit back there in the pocket and play two touch. I've watched him where it's pitch, catch, and he's almost standing back there going, one Mississippi, two Mississippi. I mean, it looks like the old two-touch game where nobody gets near him. But if you come with pressure, particularly inside pressure on Tom Brady, he is susceptible to the pass rush, and you can get him. He is not a great athlete in terms of his movement. Moves a little, but he's not Joe Montana, and he's not Michael Vick by a long shot.
Isn't it interesting, though, that the Eagles, this defense, really doesn't blitz much at all? They rely on the four-man pass rush pressure. I mean, they really rely on getting after the quarterback with four men and playing coverage. You're asking Juan, then, to kind of go beyond his personality.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Not that Juan's going to ask me for my advice or pay any attention to what I say, but I think that their front is pretty solid. And I think, and I'm not telling you, Dave, that you have to be blitz happy, that you need to run 15 blitzes in this game. I'm just telling you, in key situations, send somebody.
How would you match up? What would you do with Nnamdi? Would you just keep him on the right side and let him play who's over there, or would you match him up against a tight end, or maybe even Wes Welker?
Good question. It is really
it's really an intriguing. They spread the field so much; they make it very difficult on defenses to match up.
Yeah. Now they don't have a lot of great wide receivers. They have Wes Welker and they have Deion Branch.
Yeah.
And really, they
live on the tight ends. 20 touchdown passes to the tight ends.
Well, they're good. They're very, very good. I mean, Gronkowski. First of all, Gronkowski. I don't know if you have the video
of
Gronkowski where he landed on his head.
Yeah, we just showed that, yeah.
He is lucky that he's not paralyzed this morning with 265 pounds coming down on your head, or that he has the strongest neck muscles in creation, because to me, I saw him land, and I was absolutely frightened when you have, here it is again, is this it? Where he leaps up, comes down on his head. He could have broken his neck. That could have been a tragedy. Watch this again in slow motion. Watch him land. Oh! And all he did was just shake his head as if to say, there he is, moving his neck. That could have been absolutely horrendous.
Merle, the Eagles played with amazing intensity, desperation, urgency on Sunday night. This is what we've been looking for all season.
Mm-hmm.
Why has it been so difficult, do you think, for this team to play with that kind of emotional pitch?
I don't know. I don't know that it's just a matter of emotions. I think it's maybe at times confusion. It's tough to be emotional and go all out where you're not sure of what you're doing at different times. I have taken a different approach. People come up to me, and I was as guilty as anybody of walking around saying, boy, let's see, they're 4-6. Now, if only they hadn't blown that 23-3 lead over San Francisco. If only they had held on and beaten awful Arizona. But then I thought, how many times can you do this? If you wait until January or whenever and look back on the whole season, you can bring up those things when you evaluate what happened and why. But right now, if you're an Eagle, or even if you're a fan and you want to enjoy the rest of the season, just stay focused on the fact that you have to avoid the seventh loss.
Yeah.
So they beat the Giants in a must game. This week, it's the Patriots. Don't even think about Seattle right now.
Yeah.
Just think about beating the Patriots. We have seen some pretty amazing streaks in the past when all seemed lost. I'm not telling you that I'm being unrealistic or I'm fantasizing about this team completely changing personalities and marching right to the Super Bowl. But for right now, the fun part of the whole thing is to just watch the games and see if they can keep it going. They did some very, very good things against the Giants. Can they do it again against the Patriots? Because if they play well, trust me, if they play well, if they play a B-plus game, to give you the school grades, they're going to beat the Patriots.
Okay. Merle, last question for me. DeSean Jackson, 4 years here, 2 Pro Bowls, great talent, big plays. Makes some decisions with his missing a practice, getting benched for a game, a penalty for taunting. You've been around long enough to see all kinds of personality. How would you kind of describe DeSean and how he fits in here and what he needs to do to really, really take his game to the next level?
Well, if he plays the way he played the other night, that is the next level. That's as dangerous a receiver and a return man as you're going to find. And I like having him on this team. And I think you just have to deal with each incident as it comes up. There is something about him. He gets out there in the spotlight and something makes him do it. And it's just DeSean Jackson. Hopefully you yell at him enough and he's not going to cost you 50 yards the way he did. Although I still think the problem with that was a stupid rule, because that should have been a 15-yard penalty, and the Eagles should have had the right to decline the Giants penalty and then move the ball back from midfield and have it at the 35. There's something wrong
still,
when a rule is made where a team helps itself by committing a penalty.
Still,
all right, I know what you're saying. You
right.
can't do that.
Right.
You can't do that. But you know what, Dave? I don't ever want to see him come back here as a Dallas Cowboy or as a New York Giant or as a anybody. I like when DeSean Jackson goes out on that field, there's a buzz through the stadium. There's an excitement. I want him in Midnight Green for a long time.
Well said, Merle Reese, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
Have
and
a
happy
great weekend.
Thanksgiving.
Have a happy Thanksgiving as well to you and yours. We'll be back on PhiladelphiaEagles.com in just a moment.
Hey, Eagles fans, I'm Randall Cunningham, and you're watching Eagles Live.
You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, please visit the Community Relations page on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're enjoying a great 2011 season together. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro with you, Eagles Live, the name of our show here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We are live today from 11 till about 1 o'clock, and then tomorrow we are live at 9 a.m. It's Coordinators Day here. Andy Reid press conference coming up in just a moment. So we invite your phone calls. We're taking predictions. We're doing all of that as well. We've been reminding you about this blood drive. We would love to do it again because it's very, very important to everyone this time of year. The 4th Annual Philadelphia Eagles Blood Drive, Saturday, December 3rd, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field's SCA Club level. All presenting blood donors will receive a special events Eagles fleece blanket. Six lucky donors randomly selected to win a pair of AAA Fan Zone party tickets to the 2012 season opener. There you go. Make your reservations now, please. The appointment times are dwindling, but we need you very, very badly. Everybody, your neighbor needs you. Holiday season, low, low blood supply. Visit us, redcrossblood.org/Eagles, 1-800-RED-CROSS. So please do that. CJ in New Jersey joins us. Hey, CJ.
Hey, Dave.
Oops,
how's
I don't
going,
have my
man?
Thing on. Oopsie. I need my IFB. Hang on, CJ.
Yep.
Hey, CJ. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.
So, I'm feeling really good, really encouraged. Great one Sunday night.
Yes.
You know, one game at a time here. So let's chop it up a little bit real quick. I have a concern. I agree with you. I think I don't think Michael plays. I think Andy, you know, he's going to be a little coy as he usually is, but I don't think Mike plays. So I have a concern. I think Vince played an overall really good game. Obviously, there was some visible rust. But here's my concern. On both of the deep balls to D-Jack,
yes,
they were both underthrown.
Yes.
And my concern is it just literally that rust, or is there an arm strength issue? Because I don't really know about Vince with deep balls and stuff like that.
I don't know either because I haven't seen enough of him, but I think what Merrill said makes a lot of sense, that he just isn't, you know, used to having thrown a lot to Deshaun and getting the ball out there. You know, and we saw Donovan... I remember Donovan underthrowing Deshaun for a long time, and I think Vic, it took him a little bit of time to get used to that speed. You got to just throw it out there and let Deshaun go get it.
Yeah, almost as far as you can kind of thing, right?
Yeah, or throw it earlier.
Right.
And so I think there's a bit of adjustment period in getting to know his talent around him, the people he's throwing to, and the only way you get that better is to work in practice.
Right. All right, well, fair enough.
You got a prediction?
What do you think about Macklin? You think he gets on the field?
I think there's a better chance of Macklin than Vic, but I'm just I'm just guessing. Andy Reid will be along in 10 minutes. We will find out then. But I certainly think Macklin would make a huge difference against this Patriots defense.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking. You know, they're like 32nd against the pass.
Yeah, but I don't.
Confusing.
Yeah, I don't buy a lot of those kinds of stats, because I think that the Patriots have been in the position where they've had a lot of leads, so teams throw the football. Now, that's not saying that the Patriots are great against the pass. They've struggled generating a pass rush. They've struggled getting to the quarterback, and they've had a lot of injuries in the secondary. But I never put that past a Bill Belichick team, because he's going to come out with some funky defensive scheme and he's going to try to confuse Vince Young. Kyle Arrington, who was here on the practice squad, has 7 interceptions, leads the league. That's coaching. That's scheme.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he'll come out with like 7 defensive backs.
Something crazy.
A weird look. Yeah. All right, good, man. Let me get my, can I get my prediction?
Yes, sir. Please do.
Yeah, 27-21 Philadelphia Eagles. Let's keep it going.
You got it, man. Thanks, CJ.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, everybody seems to think this will be a close game. I do as well. I mean, I don't think you blow out the Patriots. I think the Patriots are, I remember watching I guess it was after they lost to the Steelers, and people were saying, this team's not going to be a contender anymore. And Jemele Hill from ESPN, or whatever her name is, Jemele Hill, they're done being a contender. And here they are, the best record in the AFC. I can't stand the media. John in Philadelphia joins us. Hey, John.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I am doing better than I usually been. The last time I talked to you was, I was actually the first caller when the Eagles lost to the Packers, and I was talking about how they were physically dominated that game. And that's the last time I talked to you when you was talking. You was with Trey Thomas, I believe.
Yes, sir. Post-game show, right.
But how have you been, actually?
I've been okay, up and down. I'm good this week because the Eagles won. But otherwise, John, I'm okay. Thanks for asking.
What type of year has this been for you?
Frustrating.
The Eagles.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's frustrating.
I think that's an understatement. I have faith 1 week. I never give up on them. I'll never root against them. I have faith 1 week, and then it's like they break your heart. But you hoping one day that they'll get it together. Maybe the Giants, maybe they bring something out of them that they need to have every week, because it's only when they play the Giants is when they're very angry. Like, I've never seen them be more physical with any other team except the Giants. Why is that?
Well, I don't know. I thought they were physical against the Cowboys. I thought the game against the Giants, they certainly had to be very physical. It's weird.
I think the Cowboys...
it's just weird. I what's been puzzling about this team is they haven't come with the same intensity from 1 week to the next. And that's something something Andy Reid's teams don't do.
And it's almost like they take... You think that... It seems like they're taking the other teams lightly. Like, hey, we have all this talent and we can come back anytime. Our offense is explosive. We have all this talent on defense. At some point, it's going to have to come together. And I think they were all looking at each other on both sides of the ball. It's like, well, who's going to do something about the mess that we're in instead of doing something... Period. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know if they take the other teams lightly. I think they have a lot of confidence in their ability, and certainly the Cardinals, they didn't play with that intensity. The Bears, they were sloppy. The Bears were much more physical, I thought. San Francisco, they let down. I mean, they let down with that lead. So you'd love to have a couple of those back. Yeah. Okay, do it. Prediction.
I think it's going to be a close game, too. I think it's going to be 24-21 Eagles. I think they'll match what they did in the Super Bowl, only it's going to be a role reversal. And I also think that they'll get to Tom Brady, but they'll find other ways to win.
Okay.
Be a punt return or something crazy, but they'll do other things to try to get the win, but they won't overcome the initial emotion of the Eagles and what they do at home. Because I know they have something to prove to the fans, because they were quiet last week at Arizona. So they have something to prove on Sunday to the Pets, to the fans and to the Pets, and probably to the NFL. So I'm hoping that they pull an upset with this defensive battle. It's not going to be Tom Brady throwing for a lot of yards, but it should be a good game.
Yes, sir. Hey, John, thanks for the call.
You too.
All right, let's take a little break here. Andy Reid will be along in a moment. Eagles Live, the name of the show. Dave Spadaro with you. We're marching on. The head coach will have his update on Michael Vick, his update on Jeremy Maclin. We'll carry it live right here on Eagles Live.
Say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shifts the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Forty years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our postgame show presented by Rico.
This bounty of ice cream from our Lancaster County Dairy.
Share with the neighbors.
I did, but you keep making more.
We use only the finest wholesome ingredients. It's too good not to share.
Let's take it to the market.
What shall we call our ice cream?
Gobble, gobble.
And that's how Turkey Hill Dairy came to be. Imported from Lancaster County.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
And Brian, Vince Young engineered an 18-play, 80-yard drive. It was the game winner. Were you surprised that Young was able to come in and be so effective?
Yeah, I was surprised, and I think everybody in Philadelphia was surprised. I mean, he hasn't played in a year, and he comes in, engineers the biggest, most important drive of the Eagles season. It kept the season on life support, but it used up 8 minutes and 51 seconds of clock. It kept Eli and that offense on the bench. And the Eagles have been looking for a game-winning drive all season. They've had opportunities, many opportunities, in losses to San Francisco and Chicago and Arizona. They weren't able to do it. But to convert 6 third-down conversions, to throw a touchdown on 3rd and 8 to Riley Cooper, as you saw in the highlight reel there. I mean, Riley Cooper came into the game. He didn't have a catch all year. He catches the game winner there from Vince Young. So, yes, I was surprised. I think a lot of people were surprised.
A lot of work on the scout team between Vince Young and Riley Cooper. Looks like apparently it paid off. He had 5 catches in that ball game. On the flip side, what about the Giants and their inconsistency? Does it bother you here?
Well, I think it bothers everybody in New York. You know, I mean, I've talked to the offensive line coach up in New York many, many times, Pat Flaherty, and you know, when you talk to them, I mean, they've been struggling to run the football all year. I mean, with or without Ahmad Bradshaw. They couldn't run it at all against the Eagles on Sunday night, Fran. And I think as long as they have trouble doing that, I think it takes away from Eli's effectiveness. It takes away from their ball control ability. It keeps the defense that was decimated at linebacker on Sunday night, on the field a little bit more frequently. And so I think the whole team struggles as a result. They want their identity to be a team that can run the football, and they haven't been able to do it effectively all year.
29 rushing yards for the Giants, the second fewest number of rushing yards for a Tom Coughlin to coach team throughout his entire career. I mean, that for the Giants, that's unacceptable.
Well, there you go. That is Brian Baldinger and the gang at the NFL Network talking about the Vince Young comeback, the Giants' inconsistency, the Giants. As you look at the division, tough games here. Playing the Saints, the Packers. We got the Cowboys twice down the stretch. The Cowboys, the team we got. Why am I talking about that? Let's just win games. Right here, starting Sunday. Eagles and the Patriots. Andy Reid coming along. Let's take a peek into the auditorium and see what is happening there. It is quiet. Very quiet there. So let's take some phone calls if we can. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. I love looking in there. Tim, give me a shot. Just take people around the auditorium. To your left, wait, let's just zoom it up in there, see what's going on. Who's holding court there? That is Jeff McClain, I think, from the Philadelphia Inquirer, with Merle Reese, with Sal Powell. Can't imagine the brilliance coming out of that group. Ace in D.C. joins us. Hi, Ace.
Dave, what's up, Dave?
How's everything, Ace? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, same to you, man. Same to you. Hey, look, I got something that's irking me, man, and I put it out on the chat already.
Okay.
All right, listen,
I'm surprised that you are irked.
Look, check. Hey, Dave, look, this is a problem. I told you this last time I talked to you. Man, if Vince Young go out here and play a good game, right? Okay.
Yeah.
With great vision.
I know you're talking about the height of Vince Young and his ability to see over the pocket.
Not just that, though. But what if he do good?
Well, we hope he does well. Then the Eagles hopefully win the game, and then we'll see about Thursday night in Seattle, and if Michael's healthy, Michael goes and plays quarterback.
Wow. Hey, look,
look. Eagles scored 17 points on Sunday night, Ace.
Hey, Dave, I ain't going to go with you on that point. You already know. Just like my man Baldinger just told you just right there. That drive right
points.
There, he surprised everybody. But I'm going to put this out there. I'm going to say this, all right?
Eagles weren't trailing, and they wasn't 2 minutes left in the game.
I think that's QB going to give me a Super Bowl ring, Dave.
Okay.
But I don't know why I'm saying this, all right? But I really actually think that quarterback going to give me a Super Bowl ring. I don't know where it come from. And, you know, the stuff I say to you be crazy in the beginning until it be happening late, Dave. You already know that's how I mean.
Well, you got one right. Now, don't live off your reputation, buddy.
Well,
you got one right.
Now, it's just like I told you about Asante in training camp. He's really not helping me. But look, we ain't even got to talk about that.
Asante played very well against the Giants. Maybe the problem is there's just too many cornerbacks who are starting guys here. It's hard to make everybody happy.
Well, he's a liability. Just like I told
he
you
wasn't
about
on Sunday.
Shelly Johansson. Shelly Johansson coming in handy now, ain't he?
Yes, he is.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, I look at it like it's certain people that we need for certain positions that can do what we can do. I love Mike Vick, man. I love him. But I think we just put this burden on our own self by having these two quarterbacks. It's lovely, like Andy say. But if Vince Young come out here and show off, man, I think we got a problem.
Okay.
I really think we got a problem because it's going to put Mike Vick in a bad position. That means Mike Vick got to come out this jump and practically get us to the Super Bowl. And anybody that don't agree with me on that is crazy because,
well,
man, we
look, look, I just hope Vince comes out and plays really well on Sunday and the Eagles win. Nobody here cares about a quarterback controversy. Everybody cares about winning.
We asked for it last year, Dave. We did not ask for it last year, but it came. And yeah. I think it came because of what we did. So
I think Michael Vick's problem this year, really, Ace, has been he has just turned the football over too much. I don't care about any of the other statistics. He's just turned the football over way too much.
And I think Vince Young coming in here playing good is going back.
Yeah, but he turned the ball over three times. I'm not bashing Vince Young in any way. But he turned the ball over three times.
I mean, like I said, I'm putting it out there. I think he's going to take me to the promised land.
I don't care. The point, I think we agree on this, Ace. I don't care who the quarterback is. Take me to the promised land, and we're all happy. Give me a prediction.
Yes, indeed. As far as this game right here, dog, I think we size enough for these dudes. If we don't play man-to-man, please don't play man-to-man. I'm tired of people saying man-to-man. I think the Eagles got a good zone blitzing defense.
Because
that's what Kansas City was doing. So, I mean, specifically for the Patriots, I think it's perfect because they don't have, you know, the great wide receivers. They got a lot of little 10-yard routes. They just chuck you down the field. So I think if we get pressure, all right, and I think we'll be good to go. So, you know, really, I don't really like doing these predictions, Dave, but I'm going to say I'm just going to jump out the window and say 31-10.
31-10?
Yeah, because I have not seen my man Trent Cole all year, but on the other side, great job. One of the MVPs of the whole defense this year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Babin and Cullen Jenkins are playing great. I thought Mike Patterson dominated Chris Snee the other night, and Trent Cole dominated.
You know who's not getting no credit, though?
Who's that?
My man Law.
Yeah, Law's playing well.
Okay.
So did Darrell Tapp. Darrell Tapp played well.
He is actually playing. And hold up. Darrell Tapp, you know I go hard, and I tell you the truth, Dave. Tapp been playing better than Cole this year.
I don't agree with that, but
I'm gonna be real with you, Dave. I'm being real with you, and I don't go off the names. I play for the
Birds
on
the
jersey. I don't play for the names.
Well, I don't either.
You know, so I'm gonna go 31-10. I'm going for the blowout. because maybe they got some confidence, and you might think I'm a Skip Bayless lover, but I agree with what he's saying. I think that team likes Vince Young, all right?
I hope so this week, if he's the guy. Right? They like A.A.'s. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Same to you, dog.
Good man. All right. We are awaiting Andy Reid, who should be along any moment. Give me a little pan now. See how many media have filed in, Tim, since we last. So I love watching this. Boy, I would love to listen to these conversations. The misery is remarkable in these conversations. The negativity. Oh, yeah. How about this for some positivity? I know you'll positively love Papa John's Pizza, and you have a chance now to go to the Eagles Facebook page and click on the Win with Eagles tab to enter the Papa John's Field Goal Sweepstakes. Winner receives, get this, 4 tickets to a suite to the December 18th game against the New York Jets, and also receives the opportunity to kick a field goal at halftime. If they make it, they win free pizza for an entire year, as well as free pizza for the entire stadium. Papa John's Pizza. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. We love it here. You love it there. Go to the Facebook page, the Eagles Facebook page, and click on the Win with the Eagles tab to enter the Papa John's Field Goal Sweepstakes. Do it, and do it now. And let's see what kind of leg you have. Do you have the pressure, the ability to stand there and make a field goal? And I will find out how long that field goal is. In front of the entire stadium, knowing that if you make it, like Alex Henry made it right there, 33 yards away, it's good! Could you make a field goal and have the entire stadium cheer you? Think about that. It's everybody's dream, right? Maybe make the field goal and do a lap. Oh, baby. All right, so there you go. Papa John's field goal sweepstakes. Dave Spadaro with you here. It's Eagles Live. Let's get you caught up on the headlines of the day as we await Andy Reid and his press conference. He will address the media a little bit later than 11:40, as we are at 11:48 now. Will Vic and Macklin practice today? What is their status for Sunday against the Patriots? Cornerback Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie likely out against New England with that high ankle sprain. Tom Brady is pumping up the Eagles to his teammates. He wants to make sure that the New England Patriots do not walk in here thinking it will be easy to beat the Eagles. That's what a great leader does, a great quarterback, Tom Brady. And then the Eagles round out the practice squad with defensive end Maurice Fountain and center Zane Taylor. Zach, what's his name? Oh, there he is. What's the guy's first name? Zane Taylor. There's our B-roll of Zane Taylor coming out. Look at the way he is in the huddle. Fantastic. Eagles nightly tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll update you on the practice. Post-practice reaction, Vic Young, Macklin Cooper, who will it be? Andy Reid press conference here coming up. Let's can we sneak in a quick call? Do you have one? Yeah, let's do it. Let's take a quick phone call before Andy Reid comes on. Let's go to Javon in New York. Hey, Javon.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
You can actually ask that question now. How you doing?
Yes, you can. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
It's all back to normal. You don't have to deal with my psychotic personality.
No, believe you me, I was flipping chairs and desks
a
couple weeks back.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know what Ace is talking about.
Ace is putting it out there that he believes that Vince Young will have a big game and that a big game will indeed ignite a quarterback controversy and that, in his opinion, Vince Young, after this big game, would be the logical and smart choice to operate the Eagles' offense the rest of the season. That's what he's saying.
Okay. Best part of the game was the last drive that he had, the 18. Other than that, he was pretty average. He had 3 interceptions and just carried the team. I think the defense carried the team. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I agree.
But other than that, that was last week. Moving on to this week, my big question is going to be, what are we going to do with those tight ends?
Yeah, that's the big question I have. To me, this is a defense's game. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to do when you're matching up against two players who are 6'7", or 6'5", or whatever they are, and they run like that.
I mean, we can't put Namdi on one of them all day. That's impossible.
No, it would seem to throw the balance of the defense out of whack if you did that.
We don't have a man-to-man defense. We have a zone defense. That's the only thing that's really bothering me. Welker, I'm not really scared about because on a zone defense, I think we cover him. He's going to get his yardage here and there, but in a zone defense, we could probably contain him. And one thing Ace said that was right, they do not have a down the field threat. So outside of all that, the only thing that really bothers me is Aaron Hernandez and Gronkowski. And on the offensive side, I'm worried about Vince Young be able to put up 38 points, because to be honest, you're going to need to put up like 38 points, 30 something points.
In hey, Javon, here's Andy Reid. Let's go to okay. Hang on. We'll hold on for you. Hang on. Here's Andy Reid injury updates.
All right, Dunlap will not practice today with a concussion. Making progress, but not there yet. DeSean Jackson will not practice. He's got the foot contusion, and swelling's coming down, but not all the way out. Rogers Cromartie making progress, a high ankle sprain. He won't practice. And Michael will not practice today, and we'll just say he threw a little bit yesterday, and not much, but just. Just enough to test it, and it's getting better, just not there yet. So, and then everybody else will probably, Macklin will be out there today, and he'll practice. Look forward to the challenge of playing the New England Patriots. You know, they've got a very good football team, probably the best talent that we've faced since this season. So, look forward to that opportunity of playing them.
With Michael, how did he do yesterday? How much was he able to do?
Yeah, he didn't do much. You know, he could still feel it. Yeah, but he didn't do much.
He's a long shot for Sunday right now.
I don't know. I'm gonna do kind of like I did last week. Just see how he does. You know. Not necessarily. If he can go, then he goes. If not, then he doesn't. Yeah. But no.
What concerned are you about his foot and his availability for Sunday?
Well, we'll see. We'll just see how he does here in the next couple of days. See if if the swelling doesn't come all the way out and he can go. It's not, you know, there's no breaks in there or tears or anything, so it's just swole up on him from being stepped on. So,
let's take all the snaps today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is throwing the one thing that how much of it has to do with just being able to take a hit or just how much of the equation of him being back is just being able to throw the ball? Is that the biggest part of it?
Yeah, they probably go hand in hand there a little bit. Yeah, so if you can torque the ball a little bit, then you're probably in a pretty good position where you can take a hit also. So but that's not where he's at right now.
Hey, you had Kyle Arrington here in 08 in camp, and I think for a week or two on the practice squad. What do you remember about him, and has his ascension surprised you at all?
Well, no. He came from Hofstra, and it was just a matter of – and he was a free agent. It was just a matter of him getting used to the National Football League, and he was a good worker, talented. It doesn't surprise me a bit that he's doing so well. Good football player. Yeah, you know. You just need to get adjusted to the NFL, and that's what he's done very well, actually.
On out, is it Smith who steps in for him again, or do you go to Cooper over there?
Well, we've got different guys in. You know, we just put different guys in for different plays and that. So that's what we're doing today. So I can't tell you that it's one guy. You know,
Macklin's shoulder and hamstring kind of like both got better, and that's kind of, you know, that's basically where he's standing.
Yeah, he's got practice. He did the walkthrough this morning, and he's got practice this afternoon. We'll see how he does. You know, kind of just. Yeah.
What makes Gronkowski and Hernandez so difficult to match up against in their offense?
Well, they're big guys. They're a little different between them, but they're big guys that can run, and they've both got great hands and good route runners, and the quarterback trusts them.
Is there a way to describe the progress that Mike has made, whether it be in terms of motion or pain or anything like that?
Well, he's gone from last week. He couldn't throw the ball at all. So I mean, to where he at least can throw it a little bit. You know, I mean, I don't know how to measure that for you other than tell you that.
And when you look at their defense for New England, they gave up more yards than anybody, but they don't give up a lot of points. What makes them so good in the red zone?
Well, they're a good defense. They've been banged up a little bit, so they've been putting people in and moving them around a little bit to make it work. And and they're very disciplined, very well coached. That shows in the red zone. They do a nice job down there of, you know, working that tighter area.
Sounds like you were hoping maybe he'd be able to throw some, make some progress. Was he able to do less than you had hoped because of the pain?
I didn't hope. I'm taking it day by day. So just you can't guess on these things. You just have to go with what's there and as far as his symptoms, and then see what he can do, and give him a little bit each day on how he feels. Yeah.
Well, when will we throw again? Is that?
I don't know. Probably a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow. Yeah. So.
Ray, you've seen Brady a few times over the years, and I mean he's been doing it for a long, long time at a high level. What makes Tom Brady so consistently spectacular?
Well, he's accurate. Good velocity on the ball. I think he studies like crazy. He knows the game. And he obviously knows the offense well. So he trusts the guys around him to make plays. He sticks it in there in tight holes.
You said knowing the offense well. Is that his primary, the thing that he does the best, his primary attribute that's made him successful?
Well, there are a lot of guys that have known their offense well, but they didn't have the accuracy or timing or velocity or ability. I mean, you know, but so you've got to put all those things together. He has all that. So.
Obviously, you had a quarterback when he came out of school, and everybody in the league passed on him. Did you check him out at all when he was coming out of school?
I did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a lot of people in the league didn't think very highly of him right
then.
Right,
well,
there.
You know, he had a good year there. So, I mean, he was a big kid. He obviously got in the weight room and got stronger and did all the things that he needed to do that first year, took full advantage of it that first year in the National Football League. But you could tell he was talented back then. He's always had a great throwing motion.
When you have young guys on a defense and in a secondary in particular, how do you guard against them kind of just being in awe? That's Tom Brady. I mean, that's a Hall of Famer. That's an all-time guy on the other side of the line of scrimmage. How do you guard against that?
Yeah, listen, I think when you're playing, that's not where you go with that. You get into the game and you play. I mean, that's what you do. So you don't kind of put personalities aside and accomplishments aside, and then you go play the game. That's what our guys will do with that.
The guy who really studies quarterbacks quite a bit, Brady, does he know a lot about what Tom likes to do and so forth?
Well, he does. He was there a few years ago, they've changed a little bit since then. But he does. Yeah, I mean, you know, having played against him, he knows him a little bit.
Strategical on the Patriots, on Belichick's part. I mean, most teams on defense, they try to get – it's a passing league. They try to load up on great cornerbacks, pass rushers. And here's a team that really throws to its tight ends as much as – probably more than their receivers. Do you think that's their kind of response to the way the league was going to get an edge, or just that
– I think you saw a couple years back that they changed a little bit on their film with the pass game. And they've invested a lot player-wise surrounded Tom with a lot of weapons. So, when I said Hernandez, you know, when I say the two tight ends are a little different, Hernandez is a guy that's kind of that tweener, tight end, wide receiver type of a player. Where Gronkowski is a big, he's bigger physically and probably not quite as nimble, but still uses his size to his advantage. So I think Bill saw a lot of qualities there that big targets that can move a little bit that are important for your quarterback.
There was only pretty much two games this season which the Patriots offense struggled, Steelers and the Giants. Both those teams played primarily man-to-man defense. Does that suggest that you guys have to kind of go that route?
Oh, we'll see. We'll see what we do with it. I mean, obviously can't sit up here and tell you the game plan. We'll see. They're pretty good, good football team.
In general, has worked or have teams done to try to limit Brady over his career?
I've just play good defense, yeah.
Andy, how important is that trust factor you talked about between the quarterback and the rest of the offense? And do you think that the guys always had it in Vince before that last drive, or was that when he earned it?
Well, listen, I don't think that hurt with the last drive, but I would tell you going into the game, I didn't see guys that weren't confident in him, you know, to answer the first part of the question. But I think he sure did a nice job. Really, if you take the last 19 passes, he had quite a little bit of success on those. So percentages were higher than the first 17 or whatever it was. So, I think that you had good command of the offense at that on that last drive.
To have some solid protection and against the Giants, was that did they not attack him maybe as much as teams have attacked Mike, or was it all the offensive line, max protection?
No, they came. They came after him. I mentioned this on Monday that I thought both our lines did well. So, we did a nice job of protecting them. When they blitzed, we did a nice job. And with that front, they don't have to do a lot of that. But I thought we did a nice job when they rushed four. I thought our guys played well.
Tampa signed Teo. How disappointing is it didn't work out here for him?
Well, you know what? He had been playing. He really had been coming on since he had the surgeries in the off season there. He really you could see his game getting better every week. And this style of defense, I think, was one that he would do well in. And I obviously wish him the best of luck. I think he's a good football player. I think sky's the limit for him. I think Tampa got a good football player.
Third round pick, is it kind of disappointing it didn't work out here?
Well, I think it would have. I think it would have all worked out, and he would have been in the mix. So it's just a matter of getting him to where he's healthy. You know.
Do you expect to have Graham back in practice today?
Yeah, he was in practice last week. Yeah.
He's set, right?
Right.
I know he set out the game.
Right, no. Yeah, no. He'll be out there.
Tight ends, but Welker leads the league in receiving. Had a big game against you guys in 07. What does he do so well?
Well, you're talking about tremendous quickness, change of direction is really where he gets you. And at the same time, he can get you down the field. He's had a couple of long ones this year. So, and again, Tom, that's one of the guys that he just has the ultimate trust in. So that's really. He's really one of his primary go-to guy there.
All right, there you go. That is head coach Andy Reid with his injury update. And it's promising for Jeremy Maclin, for sure. He is practicing today. Here are the players who will not practice. Dunlap, Vic, Rogers, Cromartie. We've talked about him. He's not going to practice. He's unlikely to play this week. Jeremy Maclin will be on the practice field along with Brandon Graham. Vince Young takes first team snaps today at the quarterback position. New surprise there. So we take a little break here. It's Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. Very possibly could have Vince Young as the quarterback again for this week against the Patriots. How do you feel about that? And hopefully he has another weapon to go to. Jeremy Maclin back on the practice field after missing last week's game. We're coming right back on Eagles Live.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
And we're back. Dave Spadaro with you. Let's get back to the telephones. Javon in New York, thanks for waiting, Javon.
Oh, no problem. I'm at work. I get paid for this. what were we talking? Oh, actually, I got two questions before I head off. One is, I love Asante, granted, but do you think that maybe keeping Cromartie and Nnamdi and possibly trading Asante in the offseason for a draft pick or two or something is a better choice? Because it seems like our defense is better suited for more press man-to-man with...
I will tell you this. I will not answer questions about the end of the season until the end of the season is here. I just rather would focus on the Patriots game. I think there's going to be a lot of very tough decisions to be made. I mean, this team is... Look, I'm not here speaking like this team is one way or the other, because I don't know yet. They could rip off six straight wins and make it seven in a row, get to the playoffs and win the Super Bowl. Then that changes everything, doesn't it? Or they could struggle down the stretch. Who knows? So let's see how the season plays out before we make the personnel moves. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work, because I don't know anything about the team right now.
Well, I mean, just off the way the defense is playing and the way we set up on defense, we could definitely take a look. I mean, wins and losses are a good thing, but don't you want to be able to manufacture wins and losses instead of...
Yeah, of course. I want to...
And set yourself up, because unless we get some rock-solid linebackers that can cover and be out there in open space, having Asante there is limiting us more than helping us.
Well, he played pretty well on Sunday.
He did, and he had. But once again, we're going to eventually have to ask him to do things that he's not accustomed to and that he doesn't like to do.
Yeah,
you know that's. But whatever, we'll see how that lines up.
Yeah,
and well, let me ask you this: Do you think we have space for all three cornerbacks?
Yeah, they have a space right now.
I mean, I think that Josiah Hansen just off that one game.
He's the fourth cornerback, and I think he's got an option after this year, so Joselio would come back next year.
Yeah, and I know, I think...
But they also have... But listen, they also have Curtis Marsh, who they want to take a look at. I mean, there are many decisions to be made. They are not made yet, and I don't feel comfortable, honestly, talking about next year, because I really want to enjoy this... I really want to enjoy this game and beat the darn Patriots. You know?
No, yeah. No, I see your point. I'm just trying to look at the bigger picture.
Yeah, I will be here off season, and I will absolutely talk about the bigger picture. And I look forward to it. I just don't know where they're going to be. You know, what kind of team are we talking about? Are we talking about a Super Bowl winner? Are we talking about a team that made it to the playoffs and lost? Are we talking about a team that didn't make it to the playoffs? I don't know yet.
Okay.
Give me a prediction for the game.
36-32.
I mean, Javon, if the Eagles keep winning and get hot and win, maybe your perspective completely changes.
I don't think so, unless Asante start doing different things.
Well, he played great on Sunday, and he scored a touchdown against the Cardinals, and I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing a little flash in the pans. I mean, but I just, the only thing I'm saying is that if Asante could start doing more man coverage and he can start doing other things. Granted, I'm not taking nothing away from Asante. I think Asante is a great cornerback. I definitely think he got more years in him. Mm-hmm. I just think at the way that our defense is developing, he's getting lost in the mix. And the plus, he's also going to be worth like $9 million next year. Something along those lines.
Yeah, it's big. It's big number. It's a big
you
number.
Know, that's all I'm saying. I think that we should start working, building our defense more as a unit than trying to make Asante feel more comfortable with the defense. Well, stuff like that. That's all.
Yeah, and I'm
an Eagles fan. As long as they win, I'm happy.
Thanks, Javon. Thanks for the call. Happy Thanksgiving. Right, and it's great food for conversation, and we'll have many of those conversations in the offseason. All right, let's go to Bill Belichick's conference call, the head coach of the New England Patriots. Met with the Philadelphia reporters in a telephone conference call just a couple of minutes ago. Here's what he had to say about this week's matchup.
Hi, this is Barish Najarian calling from the Patriots with Bill Belichick.
Yep, just give us 1 second to get our writers up here.
Okay.
Bill Belichick. Okay, we're ready.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Hello?
Oh, hey, Coach. How you doing?
Good, good. How's it going?
Good. Coach, do you expect the Eagles' defense, based off some of the successes other teams have had against your offense, to go man-to-man?
I don't know. You know, we have to be ready for everything. Eagles play man-to-man. They play zone. They pressure. They play combination coverages. So, sure they're capable of doing it all. We'll have to be ready for whatever they throw at us.
Coach, you told your team that the Eagles would be one of the most talented teams you've played this season. What particularly stands out?
Well, I think they're good across the board. They're start to the top. You know, they're well coached. I think Andy does a good job both of acquiring talent and, you know, coaching. They have a lot of good schemes. They're a hard team to get ready for because of the number of different things they do and do at a high level. But they can run the ball, they can throw it. They got a good offensive line. They can rush the passer, can stop the run. They can cover, return kicks, cover kicks, block kicks. They're good in all phases of the game. A lot of outstanding players and a lot of production.
I'm kind of surprised that they're 4-6 then, given all the talent and what they're able to do.
Well, you know, they've lost a couple few close games, but they've handled teams like Dallas, handled them pretty easily, and we played them. They're a pretty good team. You know, handled the Giants last week, so I'm not really worried about what they've done against anybody else. Just trying to get ready for them this week, and I think they're again a very well coached and talented football team that is playing well. Tough down there.
Coach, Tom Brady's story is obviously familiar at this point. Everybody knows that he's been great for a number of years now. We haven't seen him in Philadelphia for a while. Can you just talk about what it is that he does that's allowed him to sustain success he's had and having another great year this year?
Well, Tom works hard. He's one of our hardest working players, very well prepared, knows our offense thoroughly, and studies our opponents and really tries to understand how to gain the best matchups and gain the advantages based on what we do and how to utilize our players and our schemes against our opponents. So,
and I mean, obviously,
he's been, he's an experienced guy. He's been through a lot of game situations, and so he handles the team well on the field and makes good decisions, good judgment. He's a good game manager, and he's accurate.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, a lot of people, and this obviously years ago, questioned his physical, raw physical skills coming out of college. How does he make up for that, or was he just underestimated in those areas?
I think as far as throwing the ball and his arm strength and his accuracy and all that, I'd say they're pretty good.
Hey, Bill, the Eagles don't blitz much anymore. They pretty much just rush four. How is that different than what you remember in the past from like a Jim Johnson type defense?
Well, they still do some blitzing now. I think they're look. The bottom line is they're a good defense. They have good have a good front. Their linebackers are fast. They got guys that can cover. So, you know, they're certainly getting it done with their pass rush. And when they do blitz, and a lot of times those linebackers in man coverage, you know, if their guy blocks, then they come and they've gotten some sacks and some pressures on those kind of plays. They turn the ball over with strip sacks and cause fumbles and interceptions, plays like that. So they're an active and an aggressive defense. They have a real good team speed, and you know they make quite a few plays. So,
Coach, what are your memories of Asante Samuel as a Patriot?
Asante was a good player for us. Did a good job. It's kind of the way he's down there in Philadelphia. Ball hawking corner that plays the ball well, reads the quarterback, very instinctive, has a good feel for routes and route combinations, anticipates well, has good quickness, and very good hands. He's around the ball quite a bit.
Did you notice a big difference in the offense with Vince Young as the quarterback last week, watching the film, as opposed to with Vic?
I think it looks like it's about the same. The running game's the running game, and passing game, you know, they get the ball to everybody. They screen a lot. They throw the ball down the field to their receivers, both on longer routes and on shorter catch and run plays. Use the tight ends well. Roll out, bootleg, scramble if necessary. So got to be able to defend the running pass plays, bootlegs, scramble plays and things like that, as well as all the conventional plays, as well as the screens. And again, the fact the ball's going to a lot of different receivers, so yeah, there's a lot of weapons for the quarterback there, plus a strong running game.
Coach Coughlin said that he was going to prepare for Vic all the way up until he didn't see him on the field. Is that a similar take with the way that you're going about it?
Well, we'll prepare for, you know, all the players on the active roster like we do every week. We'll prepare for both quarterbacks, as well as,
You've been very high in your praise about this Eagles team and its talent. Can it compare at all to the team that you beat in the Super Bowl in 04, 05 in any way? Is it at that level, do you think? Do you think they have that kind of talent?
Time ago. I don't know. I'm not really trying to compare teams. I look at this team and I see a lot of good football players, and again, I know that, you know, Andy does a great job of coaching them, but you know, Peters, Harriman's on the offensive line. Those are, you know, two of the best tackles in the league. Receivers are explosive, tight ends good, quarterback, defensive line, you know, those guys can all rush. They can defend well, use their hands well, tackle. Jenkins is one of the most disruptive inside players in the league. You know, we all know about Bateman and Cole and Parker and Tapp. You know, they're hard to handle too. So, you know, linebackers, there's been some transition there, but whoever's on the field, they're fast, they're active. You know, Jordan does a great job for him in the kicking game. And they've got excellent corners there with, you know, Hansen coming in as the third guy, or Rogers Cromartie if he's ready. I don't know, but they're both good. Got a lot of plays out of Anderson in the kicking game. You know, Allen's another fast, athletic player back there in the secondary. So, I see a lot of good players.
Thank you. What stands out about LeSean McCoy when you watch him on tape? Is he as good a running back as you've seen this season?
He's very good. He's very good. He's got his own style, and very elusive. Everybody's got to be at the point of attack. He can, you know, go inside, outside, reverse his field, bounce out, cut back, good hands, catches the ball well. So, yeah, he's a hard guy to defend.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, Coach. Great. All right, thanks a lot. We'll see you Sunday.
Yep.
Thanks.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Paul, what shall we do with this bounty of ice cream from our Lancaster County Dairy?
Share with the neighbors.
I did, but you keep making more.
We use only the finest wholesome ingredients. It's too good not to share.
Let's take it to the market.
What shall we call our ice cream?
Gobble, gobble. And that's how Turkey Hill Dairy came to be. Imported from Lancaster County.
Welcome, everyone, to Film Room. I'm Adam Kaplan. Alongside me, as always, NFL Film Senior Producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, Tom Brady, you've studied this guy for years. I mean, everybody knows about the great numbers he puts up, you know, so many touchdowns. He had the best year, arguably, of any quarterback back in 2007. But this season, he's still putting up big numbers. They're using the tight ends. He's having a nice season. When you watch his tape, what's he bringing to the table?
Well, let's just talk about a couple of things, because we could spend an hour talking about Tom Brady, who's truly elite, and you know me, I don't throw around that word very loosely. But a couple of things that make him special. And the first thing is what I call pocket movement. Not running out of the pocket, but the ability within the pocket. And let's think of an area the size of a boxing ring, maybe a little smaller, but the ability to move inside that kind of space to avoid pass rushers, keeping your focus down the field before you throw the ball.
Right.
That's number one. Number two is the ability to manipulate and move defenders, particularly zone defenders. Both of those things require tremendous composure, a calmness to you. You can't play the game fast. You have to see the field and play the game slowly. That's the way Tom Brady plays.
Right.
And you'll see right here, Deion Branch is at the bottom of the screen. But now Brady, he understands the defense right now. Okay, it's going to become essentially cover two. Two deep safeties. The middle linebacker will drop. He drops and opens up to the two receiver side. Branch is going to run a backside dig. It's the backside of cover two. This is a window in which you can make throws against cover two. But now there's an underneath defender here. Mm-hmm. You can't throw it through him. It's up to the quarterback to move him if he wants to throw the dig. You want to widen the space between the linebacker and this underneath defender. Mm. And you can clearly see on this play how he moved. Look, little shoulder roll. We love saying that too. I'm shoulder roll. Mm-hmm. Boom. And the other thing that we didn't talk about, ball location, which is a different issue than accuracy, okay? Notice where he puts the ball. He puts the ball on the back shoulder of Branch. Why? Look how this safety is attacking. He's attacking hard to the inside.
Right.
So if he led Branch, all he would do is lead Branch into a tackle.
Right.
So he throttled Branch down with his throw. Brady was responsible for that run after the catch in the National Football League is a function of the quarterback, not of the receiver. It's ball location. Now, obviously, Brady's great. We've just been through that. But they do some really good things by design. Now, this is against the Jets, okay? And here the Jets are not playing man-to-man, okay? The Jets are actually playing quarters. To this side of the field, you have Revis. He's responsible for a quarter of the field, short to deep. You have Eric Smith responsible for the next quarter, okay? You have this safety responsible for this quarter, and Cromartie down here responsible for, they split the field in quarters, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, keep one thing in mind. A quarter's safety also has a run responsibility. So very often you'll see play action if they want to throw over the top. But you know what's so great about this concept? Look where Welker is. Because where he's lined up distorts the quarter's coverage of Revis and Smith. What quarter is he in? Is he in Revis's quarter?
Oh, right.
Revis, technically, on the blackboard, is responsible for the widest receiver to his side. If Welker starts running inside, though, who's responsible? Now, remember what I said about play action and the safety having a responsibility? Look, hard play action. Look at Smith step up. And look at Welker inside stem running essentially at Smith. So Revis now thinks he's leaving his quarter and going to Smith's quarter. And then goes, oh, you know what? Because he realizes that it's a pass and that Welker's going deep.
It's too late.
So this is an unbelievably great concept. And you can really see from the end zone, Smith attack the run. Boom, that's all it takes. Even for a guy like Welker, who's not a burner.
Right.
Now he gets
right.
caught by Revis, but that's about 70 yards mm-hmm. later. Mm-hmm. I want to show you one other play that really shows a great concept. What has Welker been so good at in his career? Working across the field. This is the strong tendency that we've seen, and if I've seen it, you know defenses who study a lot more than I do are noticing that as well. So watch what happens. He goes inside, and Drayton Florence runs hard with him because Drayton Florence has studied tape, and he figures this is what Welker does. This is right. the tendency. He goes inside. What does Welker immediately do? He bends it right back outside.
Oh, and he slips.
Easy touchdown. Going against great
concept.
This
right?
team has great passing game concepts and a quarterback who is as calm in the pocket, as composed in the pocket, as smart in the pocket as any quarterback I've seen.
No question about it. We talk about Wes Welker and how they use him. We're going to take a look at Wes Welker and how he is almost their running game, because a 9 or 10-yard pass to the Patriots is like a 10-yard run. For Greg Cosell, I'm Adam Kaplan.
From the guys, Greg and Adam, thank you very much for that. Let's go back to the telephones here, 215-339-67. 09, a show is not complete unless we hear from Zomp. Hey, Zompster.
Spadaro, man. Big weekend, baby.
Yes, indeed. What do you think, man?
I don't know, man. I have my doubts, man. But, I mean...
Tell me why.
Back,
huh? Why?
We got our back towards the wall. Who's gonna cover these tight ends, man?
Well,
listen, what we lack, man.
This defense was built around the idea of putting pressure up, making this defensive front four very good, and covering people. So, to me, it's a good matchup.
No, it's definitely a big time game. I mean, we're home. That's another thing. We're home. We've been playing bad at home for whatever reason.
That's the weird part. Yeah, I agree with that.
That's the weird part. And I don't know. It's like it depends. Like with the Vic and Young scenario. Like I didn't hear anything. What's going on with that?
Vic did not practice. It will not practice today. He has thrown just a little bit. Vince Young takes the practice reps today. Jeremy Maclin back on the practice field today. That is very good news.
Yeah, that's good news. I mean, I look at it this way. If Vic plays, which I don't think he will, but if he does play, the defense doesn't have to play a great game, even though we all want them to, because I think we could outscore them. If they score a touchdown, we could score a touchdown. We could stand toe-to-toe with them. But if Vince Young plays, I think it puts more of an emphasis on the defense to shut down Brady, because we're not going to score a lot of points with Vince Young, in my opinion.
Well, why not? Do you don't think Vince Young has the ability to roll up big points? I think this offense is just such a prolific design that you're naturally going to score points no matter who the quarterback is.
I mean, every game is different. We played the Giants, but I don't know. Maybe he's definitely capable of it. But know, you know me. Like on Monday when we win, I'm happy. But then when it comes towards the middle of the week, towards the end of the week, you know, I get nervous and I just try to speak the truth. Do I think we're going to win? I hope so. But right. Brady.
But you have great respect. You should have great respect for what Tom Brady brings to the table and what the Patriots bring to the table. Great coaching staff. They win games. They make players out of those who aren't aren't drafted highly or aren't drafted at all. And they make it work. I mean, nobody thought they would be. I guess after a few weeks ago that they would be 7-3, sitting here with the best record in the AFC. But they are.
And then another thing, I don't know if we should be blitzing. I mean, we definitely got to show a variety of things, but I believe we have to do something similar like we did against the Giants, 4-man front, playing coverage. But it's just I don't know how to approach this game because all I know is this: you have to make every tackle. One turnover is too many against Tom Brady.
I will tell you this. The Eagles, when they are in the red zone, they got to score touchdowns. When they have a chance to pick off a pass, they have to pick it off and not have it bounce off their hands. If there's a loose ball, they've got to be hungrier than the New England Patriots getting to the football.
I agree. I agree 100%, man. I'm going to be there, man. Big weekend. And Section 103, row one, baby, again, with the Packers. Playoff game, the same seats I have.
Yep. I'll see you down there. All right, Zomp.
Hopefully I see you, and hopefully you see Mrs. Zomp.
Oh. When are you going to propose?
I'm doing it Saturday, the day before on top of the Rocky Steps.
Does she know that what a crazy person you are?
Dude, that's why I'm marrying her. She knows that my life is based on wins or losses. When
right.
I win, she sees me this week jumping around, bringing it to dinner. When the Eagles lose, you can't talk to me. Just leave me alone. I don't want to know nothing.
Okay.
So she knows how crazy I am. She deserves it. She's a good girl. And I just hope it's not a great weekend until Sunday comes.
And her eyesight is relatively normal?
Say that again?
Her eyesight is relatively normal?
Come on, but you saw me.
Actually, Zomp is a very handsome young man.
Thank you, Dave. I love you, man.
All right, man. We'll see you Sunday.
I want to just give a shout-out to Bo, C-Mac, Max, and my man Sam. I hope you guys have a blessed Thanksgiving, man.
And Ryan. Don't forget Ryan.
Ryan too, man.
Right.
Do I know Ryan? I think I know Ryan.
I think did you meet him? Yeah, you met him here.
Yeah. I just remember Sam and all those other guys.
Yeah, okay.
Whoever I forgot, much love. Much love to Eagles Nation. I'm going to give a prediction.
Yes, please.
I'm going to say a shootout, 31-28 Birds. And Spadaro, I'll see you then.
All right,
good
man. Good luck
thank
Saturday,
you,
buddy.
Thank you.
All right, have a great weekend. The Zomsta. In the locker room, why don't we head there, shall we? Who's the leader of this team? Well, it seems to be Cullen Jenkins, who's stepped up and been the vocal guy, been the rally the troops, the speech before the game when they break it down after the pregame warm-ups. He speaks in the locker room about the challenge of playing the New England Patriots on Sunday.
It a couple times. I kind of went on, had to check a little bit, make sure he was all right. I'm not a mean person, so I see and they say he's doing all right. So
you have to think when you put that hit that might be a concussion.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell he kind of, I guess, getting up. Once I finally realized, looked back and you saw him getting up, that you knew he was out of it.
You started from behind Eli Manning there and ran like 20-some yards to make that hit. What possessed you?
Just, playing hard. Wash always, talks to us, and, we kind of take pride in, running to the ball and, just playing through the whistle. So, when he caught the pass, you start running because you never know what could happen. Especially being towards the end of the half, you don't want, any play to turn into something. More if you can prevent it.
It's unusual for a running back not to see a pursuit. He just wasn't looking back, right?
Yeah, it looked like he was making a move on one of the safeties or whatever. It's hard to remember. But, yeah, he was making a move on him right at the time that I came. So it's one of those things where, he was just in the wrong place the wrong time.
I assume you faced
I don't think so. After looking back at it and, seeing it, I don't think so. I hope not.
Colin, I'm sure you faced Brady a couple times throughout your career.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's to you, what has been the best way to, if there is one, to get at him or to force him into a bad game if you can?
You just got to try to, you know, keep pressure on him. You know, not let him get comfortable. You know, he's a heck of a quarterback, and if you give him enough time, you know, he'll find somebody open. And he's got a lot of weapons to go to, you know, so we've got to try to make him feel as uncomfortable as we can, you know, up front.
They always say he'll stay in the pocket. Even if you get pressure, he's pretty good at staying in the pocket and being calm. So is the key really for this guy not just to get the pressure but to bring him down and sack him as much as possible?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, you know, going to be our goal. You know, it's not just get to him but bring him down. So, you know, we'll – you know, it's just going to be a matter of doing it, executing it.
You ever sack him?
I don't think so.
He's as good as they come, despite the fact that he's not the fastest guy in the world. He senses an outside pressure and making a step or two to avoid it by time. Does that make getting inside push on him even more critical?
You know, and the fact that, you know, like you just said, he likes to stay in a pocket, you know, and try to stay in there as long as possible. You know, any pressure, you know, up the middle will have a little more of an effect on him, you know, than you know, the ends coming right, he'll be able to sidestep stuff, you know, a lot more. So, you know, it's going to be on us in the middle to try to, you know, collapse that pocket a little bit, you know, and force him to maybe, you know, I take a step back a little, or, you know, and that'll help the ends out.
Can you remember if you've ever beat him?
I'm not sure.
Is he the toughest quarterback you've ever faced?
Yeah, I said, I know last year, you know, I didn't play in the game when they played him. And I think I may have only played against them one other time in the regular season. So, you know, it's hard to say. I haven't played too much against them.
When a guy has that many weapons, do you guys on the D-line feel that it's that much more important that you get to him quick and knock him down as many times as you can?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely want to, you know, help out the secondary, you know, help out the linebackers, you know, with our play. And, you know, we take a lot of pride in that. You know, we strive to, you know, try to be one of the best D-lines, and, you know, just take a lot of pride. You know, it's up to us, you know, try to help everybody else out.
How important is it, you know, getting that pressure in the middle? It seems like he gets uncomfortable if he moves off his spot.
Yeah, you know, he's just saying just, you know, getting that push in front of him and not allowing him to step up, you know, into his comfort zone, because, you know, he's real comfortable if he can just step up and deliver the passes, you know, especially if he has windows. So we got to try to eliminate those.
What was it that got you guys going, I mean, so much this past week? I mean, it's like every defensive lineman had a good game. I mean, that's kind of unusual.
You know, we were just the attitude, our approach, you know, we were just trying to be ourselves out there, playing with a lot of energy. And, you know, we didn't let anything else in the game, you know, good times or bad times, you know, take us out of that.
Now what is it going to take to, you know, continue to play like that?
That is Cullen Jenkins, who he is a nice guy, but he's an awfully nasty player on the football field. We love him. Dave Spadaro with you. It's Eagles Live. Remember, tomorrow we're here at 9 a.m., a little Thanksgiving show, as we visit the coordinators, Bobby April, Juan Castillo, and Marty Morningwig. Dave Spadaro here. It's tonight. It is Eagles Nightly. No Eagles Nightly tomorrow. Let's go to the telephones. I don't have what. Who is it, Colin? Eugene in Georgia joins us. Hi, Eugene.
How you doing?
Good. Turn your speakers down, if you would, please.
All right. Yeah.
I'm here, too. How you doing?
All right.
Good. I can still hear that, though, if you don't mind turning it all the way down.
All right.
Okay.
So
here's the update today. So you want to know what's going on here?
Uh-huh.
No Michael Vick at practice, but there is Jeremy Maclin. No Dominique Rogers-Cromartie. No King Dunlap. So Vince Young takes the reps today.
So what now?
Vince Young takes the reps today. Vince Young on target to play against the Patriots.
I say we get the victory, but it's going to be pretty low. If Vince Young does play, I say the defense has to work harder like they did last game against the Giants.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If the defense plays like it played on Sunday night, the Eagles are going to win every game the rest of the way. I mean, they played great football.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, this is all on the defense. And, of course, you don't want to turn the football over. But I just thought the defense was so fantastic.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. You got a prediction?
Yeah, 24-17.
Okay. 24-17. All right, Eugene, thanks.
All right, you're welcome.
We appreciate it, man. Thank you. Calling in from Georgia. We like that a whole lot. Ryan, who else do we have from the locker room? Oh, okay. Derek Landry, who I think has been one of those underrated Eagles. I think he's played very well. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. My computer is just locked up on me here, so technology suggests that we'll take phone calls, but it's difficult to find out who it is. Joe in Wisconsin joins us. Hi, Joe. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, same to you, Dave, to you and your family.
Thank you so much.
So, I'll be more ramped up about the Eagles if they can pull back-to-back wins off.
I understand the reaction. I understand that approach.
I'm happy that they won and beat the Giants. We seem to be playing well in our own division, except for the one loss. So that's nice, but for whatever reason, they're not playing well at home, and that's, I don't understand that at all. But that really just boggles my mind.
It's boggled everybody's mind. It's been crazy.
I just don't understand. But anyway, I liked what I saw of Vince Young in the second half.
Yes, sir.
The play that stood out to me was that third and one where he tried to sneak it and he hit the pile and he backed up and then he went off to the other side. His big body got him 2 yards and continued that drive down around the,
What that play did to me was it made me think, why can't the Eagles just blast through? Well, why is it so hard to get a third and one? Where's the push? But they did get it, and that's good. But it's just so close all the time.
I know it was close, but when listening to Merrill Mike call it, you hear, he hit and backed up and then went off over, I think, Watkins or Matt.
Yeah, went over Watkins, right.
Watkins and got it. So, to me that was, pretty good because he's a big guy and he does have a little more bulk behind him. So that was nice. But I also thought that, I don't know what they call it, the play where they ran Ronnie Brown on a trap play.
Yeah, a little trap, inside
little
trap.
That's
Ronnie Brown. Ronnie Brown is a north-south runner. Laterally, line of scrimmage doesn't work, but it was a third and three play, so running on third and three, that was the interesting part to me.
I think the Giants were expecting them just to flare it out to LeSean, and I think he just caught him off guard.
Yeah, could have been.
But anyway, it was a great play.
Yeah.
My real concern is how the heck are they going to slow down the two tight ends this week? I just don't haven't figured that out unless they're going to employ, the dime package the whole time.
Well, if they do that, then you're going to see a lot of Patriots trying to run the football. They did that actually in the Super Bowl, the Patriots running. They got Trotter on the field. They took Trotter off the field and they ran against the Eagles. Yeah, when Trotter was on the field, they threw at Trotter.
Right, but let them throw it. I don't mind if they try throwing it to Chaney because he does have a little more speed, a little better coverage than Trotter had. But I don't know. To me, if they win this game, then they showed me something. Back-to-back games with intensity.
Yeah.
That hasn't been there all season. We win one, then we lose two or three, then we win one. The only time we had the back-to-back was the Washington, but then we had the bye and then Dallas, which Andy always seems to win coming out of the bye. So hopefully, I want my team to win. I love to see Belichick go home with his head between his tail and, home and think about it.
Joe, did you listen to the Belichick press conference that we just played?
No, I missed that.
As boring as Andy Reid is, Belichick's monotone approach is just numbing of the mind.
No, but, I actually missed. I just got home.
But the guy's a genius.
The computer on and hurried up to try to call in. So
yeah, but the guy certainly is a genius, and he's gonna, you know, he's gonna throw something weird and wacky at the Eagles offensively and defensively. So
I'm sure he's going to have the guys standing up in defense and walking around and try to do as much confusion to the rookies in the middle and try to get the pressure on us. But, hey, as long as Andy and Marty don't go away from trying to run against them and make them honestly pay attention to the play fake with LeSean, I think we stand a chance to score with them.
I'm with you. I agree. Hey, give me a prediction, Joe.
I got to go, let's go 27-24.
Joe, thank you so much. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, Dave. Bye.
All righty, good stuff. In the locker room, Derek Landry, well, he's been one of those unsung players. He's played quality reps in the defensive tackle rotation, made the big fumble recovery on Sunday night. Talks about his role with the team, and he's very familiar with the New England Patriots.
Derek, it really seems like it's become an everyone has to help out type of attitude here in this locker room, and you've been a big part of that the last few weeks here. Just talk about the impact that you had in the game and really the contributions you've been able to make on a consistent basis throughout the season.
I mean, I think to be good, everybody's got to do something or play some type of role. I don't just think one guy can, make it or break it. But, you know, I've been fortunate to come in, get some playing time, and make some plays and when it counted and win some games.
How much did it help for you, or how good was it for you to get that fumble recovery? Because that's kind of like the standout type of play that kind of gets everyone noticed. But, you know, you finally, I think, are starting to get acknowledged for all the little things you've been able to do, getting penetration in the backfield, helping out in the run defense, doing all those little things that really go to help to make a big difference to the defense.
I think you said it. I don't think I need to say anything off of that. I mean, Babbitt made a great play, and I was fortunate to be there and make another play and finish the game out for us.
Just talk about the attitude that the defense had going into this game, because everyone on the defensive line had a great performance, and it seemed like there was a different edge, so to speak, going into this game. I don't know if it was what was on the line, the Giants themselves. I don't know what it was, but it seemed like there was an edge about that defensive line going into the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have it every week. That's the way we approach every week. That's the way we try and play every week. And I think you just saw collectively from everybody, and I think that was the big difference.
What is it that brought the line together? Because everyone, I thought, had a really good game. You know, and it's finally you get to see the waves coming in, Washburn's scheme, you know, working with everyone. What was it that, in your estimation, that brought everyone together?
I think it's just the way we work every day in practice, and I think it's just day after day, week after week, and you're just starting to see. I mean, we didn't have an off season with this defense with Coach Wash's scheme, and it's just we're slowly getting it more and more, and you're just starting to see the fruits of it.
You're going against one of the all-time great quarterbacks in Tom Brady. Do you relish the chance to be able to get after a guy like him and, you know, possibly make a difference and keep this thing rolling for the Eagles?
Oh, yeah, playing against the top quarterbacks, it always adds a little something extra.
Have you ever gone against him before?
Yeah, I played him twice. We lost twice, one in the playoffs and one in the regular season.
Have you ever gotten to him?
I've hit him, and I've gotten fined for hitting him, and didn't like the fine for hitting him. So
he's not a guy that moves out of the pocket like Michael Vick might do, but he's a guy who knows how to maneuver within the pocket to buy extra time. Talk about the challenge that he presents in that aspect, because he's not known as a mobile guy, but he is very tough to bring down.
Yeah, I mean, he's an athletic quarterback. I mean, he knows, like you said, he knows his way around the pocket. And he knows what he's doing in the pocket. And he's obviously won a lot of games. You know, you don't have the Mike Vick threat of the running, but he can pull it down and run if he has to.
What is it like when you go against a quarterback that gets rid of the ball so quickly? So if you do get in there, you feel like, just give me a couple seconds to get in there, but you never really have that much time to do it.
It's frustrating, especially a guy who throws as accurate as he does. We just got to get to him. We got to keep fighting, keep working, and keep trying to get to him.
When I ask guys about the locker room, about leadership on this team, Colin Jenkins' name is one that comes up a lot. What have you noticed from him in terms of being a leader on this team and the impact that he's had so far on the season?
Definitely coming back, I think he's become more of the vocal leader defensively. Kind of stepped up in that category and doing a great job.
How important is it that you have you guys in the trenches kind of taking that role and setting the tone? Because, I mean, obviously every play starts up front, as they say. I know it's cliche, but if you guys are setting the tone up front, everyone else can kind of fall behind and do their jobs much better.
Yeah, it seems like sometimes you just need a spark. You know, and you get that spark and it ignites everything else. And hopefully we've lit that spark and not that spark and start lighting everything up on fire.
You feel like, I know it's a little long interview here, but it's like, you know, you've had a big role here since you've, you know, re-signed and everything. I mean, is it just the perfect fit for you in terms of what you're asked to do? Is it the scheme? What do you think has worked so well for you in this role? Because you're the guy that just goes in there, does your business, shows up on film each and every week, but doesn't really get the accolades or the praise for it.
Yeah, I mean, the scheme fits me. I mean, it doesn't matter how big you are, how fast you are, how strong you are. Just matters how hard you play. And, you know, I just try to play as hard as I can for as long as I can, and whatever happens, happens.
Thanks, Doug.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
Empty backfield as Vic takes the snap. He's looking. He's being chased. He gets out of the way. He runs. He pumps. He fires. Touchdown!
I'm Michael Vick, and you're watching Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access. Redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.